Nearly 3,000 members of the U.S. military have died in the war in Iraq. Last month in the western Anbar province, Marine Corporal Michael Craig Ledsam was killed. Matt Largie of member station KUT has this appreciation from Austin, Texas.
Outside the Balcones Country Club in northwest Austin, the flag flies at half staff. It was an unusually cold day for Central Texas when folks here learned about the death of Corporal Ledsam. Everyone knew him as Craig. He was the club's golf pro. Graham Roth worked with him.
Well, Craig was loved by everybody. Everybody. And when I had to pass the news on to people, that was probably the hardest thing I ever had to do, because everybody I told started crying immediately because they all loved him so much.
Where to begin when talking about Corporal Ledsam? His best friend Dustin DeMalfi isn't sure.
How much time do you have? Sum it up in words. I mean, honest, caring, courageous, charismatic. Have I said honest yet? He was the perfect role model.
Corporal Ledsam grew up in Brownwood, a small town about 100 miles northwest of Austin. He went to Brownwood High School, where he's remembered as an excellent student and a bit of a joker.
I would say he's pretty much a clown. He was always smiling, getting everybody else laughing. A lot of fun to be around.
Laura Martin is a social studies teacher at Brownwood High School and Ledsam's golf coach. He loved golf, played all 4 years in high school. When he moved to Austin in 2000, he made a career out of it, working as a golf pro. He loved what he did, but he also liked a challenge.
And then one day he showed up to work and he had a set of left-handed clubs.
Ledsam was right-handed.
And I was like, Craig, you gotta be kidding me. So we go out to the driving range and he's hitting balls left-handed. Something that I probably wouldn't even attempt. But he's smoothing them out there. I mean, he's hitting a ball perfect.
In Austin, he met the love of his life, Megan, and they got married. Not long after, they got pregnant. That's when Ledsam decided to join the Marines along with his brother Brad. They went to boot camp together. Earlier this year, Ledsam was called up for duty in Iraq. He shipped out in June. His family says he believed absolutely in what he was doing and trusted that everything would be fine. Scotty Ratliff is a family friend.
Craig told his younger brother, Brad, that when he was coming home, that he was going to get a tattoo on his arm that says, come what may. And what Craig meant by that is that his life was in the Lord's hands, and whatever happens, happens.
Marine Corporal Michael Craig Ledsam was killed November 25th, just 9 days short of his 25th birthday. His family and friends were expecting him home on December 27th. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largie in Austin.
Here are some other soldiers killed in Iraq recently. Army Private First Class Albert Nelson was killed from small arms fire last month in Ramadi. He was 31. With him was Army Private First Class Roger Suarez Gonzalez. He was 22 and a newlywed who'd been serving in Iraq for about a month. Both were killed while conducting security and observation operations. And finally, Army Specialist Nicholas Steinbacher. He was killed in Baghdad last week, 2 days after his 22nd birthday.